When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Live on KEXP, Yusef Days. Beautiful music.
Yo, bless, bless. Yeah, man. Should we go into the next track? All right, yeah, man. This is Turquoise Galaxy. It's dedicated to my mother, Barbara Hicks. Yeah, man.
Yousef Days, live on KEXP. Yusef Days, live on KEXP. Amazing. Thank y'all so much. Y'all have come a long way to be here, and I appreciate it so, so, so very much. I can't tell you how excited I was when I heard that you were going to be coming in.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, it's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in Seattle. Yeah. KEXP is a legendary radio station, so yeah, man.
Right on. Have you been out to Seattle before?
Yeah, we was here last year at the Nectar Lounge.
Yeah. Man, I wish I'd been there for that.
Yeah, it's a big vibe, man.
Yeah, yes, indeed. And so you're playing cuts there, Turquoise Galaxy, before that Raisins Under the Sun, before that Chasing the Drum, all off your latest black classical music.
Yeah, man.
And that term, the title of that album, that's a thing I've heard people talking about a lot in the last couple of years, thinking about a new conception that was proposed a long time ago for this music. I wondered if you would speak on that a little bit.
Yeah, just paying homage to the ancestors and the people that I've been inspired by. When I listened to Miles Davis or Rahsaan Roland Kirk or Nina Simone, they didn't call their music jazz music. They said it was black classical music. And for me, it's just like, just certain questionings of linguistics that we use and the genres and boxes that we put on music sometimes can limit the potential. And I think what we're doing is a limitless, spontaneous thing, and you know, it's kind of black classical music.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For me, summed up this album in the right way.
It's a beautiful document, and it's crazy because it's your solo debut.
Yeah.
And you've been rocking for a minute.
Yeah. It's kind of like it wasn't the master plan at the beginning, sure. But you know, you've got United Vibrations, you've got Yusuf Kamal, you've got Welcome to the Hills with Rocco and Charlie Stacey, What Kind of Music with Tom Misch, and those are still like my albums in a
killer
sense.
Records.
I'm so proud of them, man. But I feel like this was maybe my chance to fully kind of conduct the project.
And right on.
Yeah, kind of tell my story a bit.
That's what we need. Tell me, who's all here with you?
Okay, so we start over there on the congas, the djembe, triangle, the woodblock, all the mad sounds you're hearing. That's Alexander Bort. I've known Alexander for a long time. He rocked to my house and played my brother Kareem.
Okay.
And he's a serious drummer. And I was like, Kareem, who's this guy you got on the drums, man? He's a killer, man. And, you know, 15, 20 years later, we're rocking a rhythm section. So, yeah, that's Alexander Bort, man.
Beautiful.
On the bass guitar, got the legendary, the maestro, it's Rocco Palladino. Yeah, we've been locked in for a long time. Mm-hmm. And like I spoke about with the rhythm section, it takes a kind of certain loyalty to build what we've got, and this has been like 10 years in the making from where we know each other to playing now. It's a special journey. So that's Rocco Palladino, man.
A legend, son of a legend too. I've seen your dad a few times on the Voodoo and the Black Messiah tours, and just absolute legend. Much respect.
Yeah, man. And then over there, coming from North Carolina, we call him the Octopus Man because his hands are just weird.
I saw it. Yeah.
There's a lot going on. That's Elijah Fox, man. Amazing piano player, synthesizer. Yeah, genius, man. And then last but not least, coming from the same area as myself in Lewisham, Southeast London, via the Jamaicas, via Brooklyn, this is Malik Venner, incredible saxophonist. He's joined us. It was 2021 we started rocking. And the rest is history, man. He's leveled what we're doing up. So just blessed, man.
It's a wonderful synergy y'all have. Thank you all, for real.
Thank you, man.
I had the nasty face on the whole time, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of history, I wonder the community, the scene, the energy coming out of London the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years at this point. It's just hugely exciting. And I'm just wondering if you could, you know, kind of what was your entry point? I know that there were nights that were really influential and important, but how did you kind of enter that community?
Yeah, I mean, so like I said, I'm from Lewisham.
Yeah.
That's southeast London, so that's near Brixton and Peckham. And it's such a vibrant place to be living. Where I live is actually in the trees, in the forest and thing. I can kind of, I got a view into London, and I grew up with my brothers. We was all in a band together. Mm-hmm. That's United Vibrations. We'd have rehearsal at my house. My house was an open house on the weekends. 20 people there jamming and making music. And that was kind of my entry point to even creating music was with my brothers. And then we'd go out busking. We'd be busking uptown, Shoreditch, middle of Shoreditch, before Brick Lane was popping off. We was there busking with a rickshaw. Mm-hmm. And so, and we put on nights. And the nights was called 12 Tone. And okay. we would invite other artists that were friends of ours to come down and kind of, you know, showcase the local talent in London, you know. And there was also other nights like Steez.
Yeah.
That was an amazing event that was happening, that if you was there at the conception, you would have seen a lot of the people that are doing amazing now. Right. We was in that spot, you know. And yeah, I'll be doing the London scene. That's where I met Rocco. Mm-hmm. Rocco was performing at one of the same shows he was at. And from then we'd stay in touch, and then it was only a few layers we'd connect up. But London's kind of like that. Once you're gigging and doing shows and putting in the work, you're going to meet the musicians and connect up. Same with like Malik. Malik knew about me before. He was telling me, I've been listening to records. And then I listened to what he was, and I was like, yo, you need to get involved, man. So, in a sense, I'm quite particular with who I play with.
Yeah.
But there's a scene of many amazing musicians, and I think that's why you're hearing so many different sounds coming out of the UK, you know?
So many, and so many of your contemporaries. It's just, it's a cast of thousands I love. I went out to We Out Here this summer because I just had to get a taste. I was like, I'm sleeping right now. I gotta see, you know, I saw Ezra. I saw a bunch of great stuff out there. It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, you were talking about your origins, playing with your brothers and everything. I know you got a real gift in terms of education, and learning at the feet of Billy Cobham.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if you would speak about that.
Yeah, okay. So when I grew up, my dad would play me his record.
Yeah.
You'd have, obviously, Colton Barrett and the Wailers. That was a staple. Mm-hmm. But Billy Cobham was the one. He's like, check this drummer. He's crazy.
Yeah.
So when I was a youth, I was like, rah, I hear all these fills and thing. That was blew my mind, you know?
Yeah.
And just at that age, when you listen to them kind of records, you think it's impossible. You don't even know. You're like, rah, that's out of this, you know, it blows your mind, right, man. And then he was doing this, Billy Cobham was doing this WOMAD summer course in Bath, where my grandma lives. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place, beautiful city in the UK. And so it was kind of convenient. I said to my dad, yo, Billy's doing this drum course, man. I need to do it. And my dad was like, yeah, man. All right, as long as you're good in school and thing, you're going to, we'll book that. And it was incredible, man. It's one of those things where you meet your heroes, but actually they're like there's a deep person, man. He's a very wise and giving person, and he's an amazing teacher. Even more so than you see him play, he's incredible, but the way he teaches is very enthusiastic. And but he'll cuss at you, he'll let me know what I need to work on and ting my show, like, you know, just relaxing. And but just different things that he taught me, like the dynamics of the drums and how to even hit the skin, how you can get different so many different sounds out of one drum. Mm-hmm. And just his techniques and the way he expresses it's stuck with me till now, man. I'm very grateful.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man.
My dad, he took a class with Donald Byrd back at Howard years when he was, you know, in college.
Yeah.
And he told me, you know, a lot of what he learned from Byrd, it wasn't even music stuff. Byrd was talking about life as a black musician at the time. I'm just wondering, kind of, did you get any of that kind of life game?
Yeah, he was telling me about his time in New York, because he's originally from Panama.
Okay.
And then he moved to New York, and he was telling me about the stories and just like, and obviously getting in the studio with Miles Davis. Mm-hmm. Like, enough stories that he's telling us about, and like you said, it's sometimes not even about the drums, it's just things he's teaching that will, you know, support you in this music career, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was it was deep, man.
Right.
Special, man.
Well, thank you, because you transmit all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you try to, man. For me, music is like, even playing drums is just an extension of what I want to say. I ain't the talking thing, man. Quite sussed out, but when I come to the drum kit, I feel like, and when we come together as this crew, there's a synergy, and just locked in, man, and it's about the groove and the feeling and just expressing yourself, you know.
Beautiful.
Not getting too wrapped up in the technicalities.
No doubt. So tell me, what's next?
Yeah, so we're like, right now we're on the USA tour, the North American tour. We're playing Seattle tomorrow, then Portland. Mm-hmm. Oakland, Los Angeles, and then Miami, New Orleans,
okay,
in Texas. So we're halfway through. We just dropped a session live in Malibu. So we've been doing these live nature sessions where I feel like it's a beautiful feeling because you're just out there in this crazy scenery. And where sometimes you're in the studio, you get too nitty gritty and trying to go for perfections, but you're out there, so it's a one take, it's the moment. And we've got Rory Cashmere running the sound, and he's got it locked in. And we've been enjoying doing that, man. So I think we're kind of continue this series of doing the nature sessions as well. So maybe next year there'll be another part three.
Beautiful.
Yeah, right now we're on tour, we're just locked in, catching the vibe, and yeah, right, man.
I can't thank you again enough for swinging through here.
No, thank you, man. We say how we have to come stop by, man.
Most definitely. Brothers, all of y'all, thank you, for real.
Yeah, man, thank you.
For sure. Yusef Days, live right here on KEXP. Thank you for supporting music programming like this. The only place you're going to get it quite like this at kexp.org on the YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe and all that good stuff. And thank you again for powering all this music. I'm Larry Mizell Jr. This is KEXP, where the music matters. Discover new music at kexp.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.